The Fox 94.7, 98.3, 105.9. It's Middle Georgia's morning show with Ben Sandifer and Mary Therese.
The Wreaths Across America ceremony is going to take place this Saturday at noon, and there's four locations in Middle Georgia. And this morning on the Fox phone, we are thrilled to be talking with Wayne Hansen. He is chairman of the board for this program. Now, Wayne, first tell us a little bit about how this program got started back in 1992.
One man, Morrill Worcester up in Maine, is a wreath maker. And at the close of the holiday season, he found himself with an excess of wreaths, and they didn't know what they wanted to do with this. He just didn't want to toss them. So he recalled a trip to Washington he had made as a 12-year-old. He had won a trip selling newspaper subscriptions to the Bangor Daily News up in Maine, and as part of the trip to D.C. was a tour of Arlington Cemetery. When he found himself with those excess wreaths, he said, "I want to take those to Arlington if I can and put them on the headstones of the veterans who have served and sacrificed so much to give him the freedoms that he was enjoying every day."
When and how did you get involved in Wreaths Across America?
From 93 on, I was there just as a volunteer from the Maine State Society to help put down the wreaths. And each year, the cemetery would move those 5,000 wreaths, the sections that they want covered, would be moved throughout the cemetery. So each year, I'd go and would help unload the truck as it came down each year. And it's all volunteers. You know, we receive no government funding. It's all based on sponsorships and corporate donations that help us to get those wreaths. And the trucking companies step up and provide drivers, their trailers, their trucks to us to deliver those wreaths across the country.
What has the program grown to now?
It grew from just Arlington to last year we had over 1,200 locations nationwide, and they placed over 1,200,000 wreaths last year. And this year our goal is 1,500,000, and we'll have over 1,300 locations to place those remembrance wreaths down across the country.
At all of these cemeteries, the wreaths are laid at the same time each year. How do you go about coordinating that in so many locations?
We start early at Arlington, and we ask our other locations across the country if they can start their ceremonies at noontime Eastern time, because that's when we're placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Basically, we're through putting wreaths down at Arlington at that time, but we feel by having that special ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns and that wreath ceremony, in effect, we feel we have like a virtual moment of silence all across the country as they start their ceremonies to tie into the noontime Eastern time.
Wayne, since you've been involved with Wreaths Across America since its second year, are there any specific stories that stand out to you?
I was walking in the section that wasn't supposed to be covered in 2013 because it had been covered before. And there is a gentleman standing in that section as I walked by carrying a wreath for this special request. And he stopped me and said, "You know, what are all these wreaths?" You know, I explained about Wreaths Across America, and we're there to remember, honor, and teach is our mission. And we place remembrance wreaths on the markers of our fallen veterans to thank them for their service and sacrifice. And he mentioned four words that still have an impact. He said, "What about my son? We don't want to forget our veterans. We want to thank them for their service and sacrifice. So we encourage the people as they place that wreath down to say that name out loud so that veteran is remembered and isn't forgotten." And that's what we want the parents to teach their children, to do that. And then write down the name and come back, and with the internet and all the stuff that they have available to them now, try to go in and learn a little bit about that person, learn their story. It's not that they died so much, it's that they lived.
Let's remind our listeners here in Middle Georgia that Wreaths Across America will take place this Saturday at noon at Riverside Cemetery in Macon, Glen Haven Memorial Gardens in Macon, Cedar Ridge Cemetery in Gray, and the Georgia Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Milledgeville. Wayne Hansen, Chairman of the Board for Wreaths Across America, thank you so much for joining us on the Fox this morning, and thank you for this incredible program that honors our heroes each and every year during the holidays.
We don't go out to seek publicity for it. It's our tribute to the veterans. It's amazing. There's so many stories out there, especially the Gold Star moms, when they say that, "I don't want to hear about that he died. I want to hear about that he lived, and he was a person, and he had goals, and he was active duty, or she was active duty and killed." And they don't have a chance to become a veteran, but we can't forget them.